I'm Stacey Pates, and this is Believe in Sparks, presented by Bet Online. The LA Sparks have won two games in a row, and a couple of major milestones were reached as well. The Sparks became the first team in WNBA history to reach 500 wins. That one came against the Dallas Wings. Congratulations to the LA Sparks organization. And with the 10-point victory over the New York Liberty, interim head coach Fred Williams registered his 135th head coaching win, and the LA Sparks are still below 500 at 9-11. And after that 10-point victory over the New York Liberty, we catch up with Liz Cambage, Chinne Agumike, Jordan Canada, and interim head coach Fred Williams.
So, you know, KT goes down, you come in, and you just, man, lead the team to this victory. So many big plays. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just got to have that next man up mentality. You know, I just try to come in, do my part, and be aggressive on the offensive end and on the defensive end. Just, you know, playing to my strengths and making sure I'm that energy and that spark. But, you know, just holding it down for KT and trying to get the job done.
Managed to win with minimal shots, like, from downtown. I wonder if that was intentional or was it just how the game flowed?
If you're making your shots, you don't need to shoot too many, I guess. So I guess we're making them.
Ladies, the third quarter, it really turned the tide. Can you tell me what was it about the third quarter that got some space between you and the Liberty?
I mean, I'm just looking at the stats. Probably defense, right? Holding them to 14 points and then to 17 points, not 20, you know? I think that's the difference. I think anyone that came in was locked in and we were communicating, but I feel like that's the answer right there.
Jordan, you've been playing against Sabrina for a really long time. What is that matchup like now at the pro level, and how have you seen her get better, and like how much do you enjoy getting to guard players like that?
Yeah, I mean, me and Sabrina have been playing against each other since we were young. She's such a great player, very smart on the offensive end, very high IQ point guard, and, you know, playing against her in college, it was always competitive and just getting after each other. So she's a special player, but, you know, tonight, just trying to make it hard for her. I see she had 6 turnovers, and granted, that mostly came from, you know, Lexi being able to guard her most of the game, just trying to make it tough for her because she – you know, their offense goes through her, you know, and so we just try to pressure her, make it her uncomfortable, take uncomfortable shots. And, you know, we kind of did that tonight. But credit to Lexi because she guarded her for most of the game and she did an excellent job of making sure she was pressured consistently and not being able to see and being able to pass and taking tough shots.
Several of you have said July would look differently. Coach Fred, when he took the helm, said July would look differently. So far, so good. What has been the biggest difference thus far in July?
Practice, we're finding out chemistry, and we are home. Like, you know, May, we spent, what, 23 days on the road in May. That was the wildest start I have ever had to a WNBA season, and that was very testing. But
even yesterday.
Yeah, even yesterday. You know, yesterday was actually our first taste of delays. You know, but we got back, and we got our rest, and we got the W today. But you know, I think the way we handled May, and we just knew, like, we just got to stay together. We got to find this chemistry. And Coach Fred is putting in the offenses, and, you know, Coach T's showing us the defense, and we're finally, like, finding, you know, that energy and the chemistry to get these W's now. And I love this group. When I reflect on May and how far we have come, and just like it might have been a short amount of time for y'all, but it was a lax time for us. I'm just super proud of this team, and, you know, I really love going to work every day with these ladies.
We'll be back with more right after this message from our title sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and to get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Yeah, this is for Chinne, please. I think you, Liz, and Nneka today, I think, shot 70% from the field combined, 24 rebounds. I know this is something, this trio is something you guys have, you know, had to work on just with injuries and different things. But can you talk about how good it feels, you know, when the three of you are able to click the way that you were today?
Yeah, I think that's always the goal, you know, as our front court, even putting in O in there, Olivia Nelson, Ono. I don't know. We haven't really officially called, you know, got a nickname for her, but it's Ono. Yeah. Ono, it's kind of good. I guess we're still, yeah, that's it. It's official. I think our front court, we just take the game very seriously. You know, when we are in warmups, you can see us, we communicate, we call each other sisters because we are sisters. And so, you know, our goal is to play well with each other, no matter who is out there. And so just having the foundation of doing our jobs, playing hard every possession, and finding, yeah, I think, you know, it's taken us time to figure out how do we want to, you know, pass the ball to each other? How do you want to come up with screens and just communicate what works for one person and what works for another person? And I think we finally nailed the communication part and nailed the communication in game so that we can figure out how to make adjustments on our own without relying on other people. So it's kind of cool when you have a team where everyone can talk and contribute and we can get results in real time. And I feel like our post group does a great job of that. Our guards, let me tell you, they tell us when we need to get up on the screen. They tell us a lot, but just staying positive and understanding our roles. I think that's the cool thing about our foursome.
Tonight with this win, you move up in the standings officially into the playoff picture. What does it take for the team to not only maintain that spot, but maybe even move up?
Got to keep on winning.
Got to keep on winning.
That's literally all it takes. You got to keep winning to secure that spot and stay in it. So we got to keep focus on us, getting the job done, and then it'll be August and we'll be looking good.
Yeah, and I think having the 7 home game stretch is really huge for us. Being able to play at home, have the energy from the crowd, and just being locked in. We knew tonight was going to be a playoff, like, playoff type game, and we knew it was going to matter. So just having this home game stretch is going to be huge for us, and we just got to lock in and stay consistent all throughout July to put us in a better position than we are right now.
Shanae, if I could ask you one other thing. This season is reminding me a lot of NECA's MVP season, which I know you weren't playing with her that season, but just everything she's doing, the field goal percentage, I mean, you see it every day. Can you kind of just address that a little bit, because I just think I know she came into this year really wanting to sort of recapture that kind of spirit, and so far she has.
It was cool because today towards the end of the game when NECA went to the free throw line, like, the arena was like MVP, and it was nice because not only is she one, but that's the level that she brings every day, whether it's practice or the game. And I don't think, as someone that has seen, you know, had a front row seat to like every aspect of her life, I don't think people fully understand how difficult the last 3 years have been for her. Not only just, you know, the responsibility as a Black woman leading the 144, but also trying to lead the franchise through this transition. That's a lot of weight on her shoulders. And her favorite word is grace. And I think she does it really gracefully. And my, you know, wish as a sister was for her to just be able to play basketball this year, you know, not feel like she has to be everything to everyone. And I think based on everything stabilizing, she's been able to do that. And when that happens, look what happens, you know? I think that's just an example of the position women, and especially women of color, are in, to be superheroes. And I'm just really proud of her so far this season, because it seems like she can just wake up and hoop more so than ever before. And, you know, that's exactly what happens when she's able to have that freedom.
A quick question on the transition. I know you're moving forward, but with Coach Fisher, now to Coach Williams, talk about a little bit the chemistry and how each of you are responding to him.
We're going to the one who's known him, who's been the closest. We knew this was you, Liz. Like, come on, girl.
I love me some Coach Fred.
And Miss Bo.
You know, he's a great of the game. How long have you been coaching in the W?
I think he said 22 years.
The same amount of the league. He's been here pretty much. But, you know, he's just such a great kind of oracle of the game. He's been around for so long. You know, he's been to the playoffs. He's been there. So just having a coach with that knowledge and to be able to put this team together and give us the right plays and give us the right direction and give us the right feedback. You know, I'm the type of player that needs a lot of feedback and to be told by coaches if I'm doing the wrong thing, if I'm doing the right thing. So I think everyone just feels really comfortable under him, and he knows how to bring the best out of us all.
It was really a gritty game for us. I think, you know, not really having any practice time, and doing a lot of things, you know, with film mentally. I told the team to, you know, really concentrate on what we need to do And a lot of it today was, you know, bear down and play defense. You know, we got shorthanded with a few players that they got little knick-knack injuries. And so I had to go with basically 8 players rotation. And I was very proud of how Sinead came off the bench and, you know, got a double-double with 17 minutes. And she did a great job of filling that void in the post effort. But overall, good team effort.
Lexi was just had to do everything today. Just a lot of it is for Lexi. Yeah. What stood out to you most from her?
You know, for Lexi, I said it earlier, you know, she's an all-around player who's going to have to play, you know, solid defense in a lot of minutes. I didn't expect her to play 38-something minutes tonight, but she had to. And she stepped up to the challenge. And, you know, with her outside shooting and making decisions was great. You know, seeing her make some great decisions at that two-guard slot and then also our player center at the one.
So the third quarter, you guys won 25-14. What was the speech at halftime or the adjustments made to kind of give you guys that surge?
Just halftime, I just told them to just bear down defensively. Let's overload one side, make them skip pass a great deal against our defense, and then you got to close out on shooters and be aggressive. I felt our aggressive traps helped, but, you know, they got away with us a little bit in the fourth with some threes on us. But, you know, the main thing is just coming out at halftime is just, you know, do what we do best, and that is get the ball inside the paint. Let's get to the free throw line and be aggressive defensively.
Coach, the score was 69-68 midway through the fourth when the Sparks went on a 9-2 run. What did you tell the team during that run to kind of close the game out and seal the victory?
Just, you know, don't be over aggressive defensively and you know, give up fouls and put them on the line a lot. I think just finishing shots. You know, let's get out some transition baskets if we can, a couple. And, you know, just try to get, you know, beat them on the backside of their defense. But the main thing is that we just shared the basketball and we're able to get, you know, some shots inside with NECA and, you know, Katie Lou a couple of times hit some jumpers out there too.
I wanted to ask, you know, other than I know the injuries and different things you guys have been dealing with, but the last couple of weeks have been pretty strong for you guys. What do you think have been the main factors these last couple of weeks that have helped?
Some of it has been practice, having a little bit more time to practice on the floor and get some offensive schemes in, and also get a lot more running transition wise up and down the floor. You know, for myself, it's just a matter of just the pace of me having just learning how this team really operates in a game situation, and that's, you know, game coaching and stuff. And so I put them in certain situations that I see during a game versus doing practice, and it's different because you have a different feel of maybe getting the ball to NECA and KT or playing a two-player game with two players or getting the ball to Liz on the backside. But overall, I just think just our mindset, you know, Michelle, of just being more aggressive defensively and being a more effective and efficient transition team down the floor.
Coach, a huge congrats on being part of the milestone for the 500.
Thank you.
The next this month is going to be a very favorable home schedule for you. Your thoughts on that and preparing the team for knowing they're going to be at home for a while?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a few days to, you know, implement some rest and also mix in with practice. You know, people say practice. What is it? You get the old Iverson thing talking about practice, but no, that always helps when you can be at home. And I told the players, you know, even if we're at home, it's, you can't relax because these teams still come after you. This is L.A. Sparks. You get that on your chest. And, you know, they want to come after you because, you know, they want to really play well in Los Angeles. And so I stay after them. My mindset being at home is that you can't relax. You got to protect home court, you know, where you are. And, you know, that's by playing hard and do the right things.
Coach, back in early June when you took over, you told me, things are going to look different come July. Why were you so confident?
I've been there before. I kind of look back at a playbook and all my practices over the years. It's probably about that thick, 25 years in this league. And, you know, a lot of those years as a head coach. And, you know, I look back at my days with the Atlanta Dream team. We went to the finals at 17-17. Nobody thought we'd get there, taking over. And, yeah, I just feel real comfortable with this team. I feel like family, you know. I feel like Uncle Fred, Coach Fred, and Jed, or whoever you want to call it, you know. But we have a great time together, and this is a fun team to coach, and I just felt very confident that they'd get the job done.
And speaking of getting the job done, quick turnaround time for the LA Sparks. They have the Phoenix Mercury today, July the 4th, Independence Day. Phoenix has been resting, waiting, preparing for the Sparks. LA just played last night. For all your WNBA news and notes, head over to WNBA.com. And of course, make sure you visit LASparks.com for all your LA Sparks information. Our podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and our website, Believe.com. You can also follow us across social media at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Sports. You can find me at Stacey Pates on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And as always, thank you so much again for hanging out with us on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.